Now that the nice weather is here, construction crews are a common sight, but in many cases, workers are digging up roadways to repair aging water and sewer pipes. Old infrastructure can create new challenges, as well as inconveniences. This week, a sinkhole opened up unexpectedly at one of Albany's busiest intersections, an old brick manhole dating back to the 1870s far below the road surface at the intersection of New Scotland Avenue and Madison Avenue, collapsed, opening up a large crack in the pavement and a 20 to 30-foot hole, forcing the streets to be closed for days. Joe Coffey with the City Water Department tells News Channel 13,
"As you start digging, this is so old. And there was a lot of, we're finding some pipes that are not on anybody's map."
Crews had to widen the opening, cut through layers of old pavement and steel trolley tracks before they could assess the situation and proceed with repairs. Citizens of the fiscally strapped capital city may have dodged a bullet this time. Albany City Treasurer Darius Shanfar.
"The water department is taking a look at it, and they have a separate budget from the city and separate revenue sources. So there's a likelihood that at least a portion, if not all of the extra costs, aren't going to be directly borne by the city taxpayers. It does underscore the problem that we have in old upstate industrial cities, that we have an aging infrastructure. And if bad things happen to that infrastructure, unless we have reserves or a way to go access monies to repair problems, we don't have a way to deal with them."
Congressman Paul Tocco has made the region's infrastructure problems a priority. He stopped by Troy in January as crews struggled to patch a huge water main break in Lansingburg that sent gallons upon gallons of water spewing into the streets, affecting the water supply to neighboring communities.
"I am the ranking Democrat on the Subcommittee of Environment and the Economy. And we have, through the last several months, better part of a year, have been advancing this notion of investing in the hidden infrastructure, oftentimes out of sight, out of mind."
The Democrat vowed he'd search high and low for a solution.
"We have systems that include wooden pipes. We have over 140-year-old infrastructure in this given congressional district. With pipe bursts, we have lost millions of gallons of water. And so this is yet another example of a national problem that requires national solution."
Troy Mayor Patrick Madden is trying to be optimistic.
"It's not as though our infrastructure is crumbling. It is aging in places. But, for example, I was at the water plant last week. I was given a tour of the facility and an opportunity to ask a bunch of questions, and it's a very impressive operation. It's really a crown jewel for us, and it's been very well maintained over the years. We do have some old pipes under our streets, and they go periodically. However, this past winter, I think we had probably about 50% of the breaks that we had the winter before. So it's not that Troy is falling apart, but this year, unfortunately, we had one of the bigger ones let go, and that was quite newsworthy and was probably covered to a degree that exceeded its newsworthiness."
Meanwhile, the costs of fixing America's old pipes continues to grow. The American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that it will take nearly $300 billion in capital investment over the next 20 years to get the nation's waste and stormwater systems up to date. The society pegs the cost of replacing every drinking water pipe that has exceeded its life expectancy at about $1 trillion. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.